ஓம் சாந்தி. அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் டுடேஸ் டாபிக்? டெப்த் ஆஃப் பியூரிட்டி. சோ வாட் இஸ் பியூரிட்டி இன் திஸ் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் யூனிவர்சிட்டி? த பியூரிட்டி இஸ் பிசிக்கல் அண்ட் மென்டல் கிளீன்னஸ் இஸ் பியூரிட்டி. சப்போஸ் சம்படி இஸ் அப்சர்விங் செலிபசி, இட் இஸ் நாட் பியூரிட்டி. பாபா சட், what is purity in this spiritual university? The physical and mental cleanness. Now what is physical cleanness? Otherwise, in other words, one word is used: healthy mind in healthy body. So here, clean body. So body must be clean. What type of food we have to give? How the food, so the body. If food is clean, pure, fresh, so body will be always clean, disease proof. Cloth what we wear, it must be very clean. Dirty cloth if you use. Suppose sometimes we sit with somebody, we feel not satisfaction. Because vibrations, cloths are not clean, so we will feel uncomfort. So physical cleanness is also very important. Where you stay, our room, environment, our cloths, our bed must be clean. Because Baba is telling, on what ground Baba is bringing heaven on this earth? It is not a magic, it is not a miracle. By our own actions. So that he is giving knowledge. How much we are applying knowledge in practical life. So much our each activity will be neat, clean, accurate. Where actions are neat, clean, accurate, their self-satisfaction will be there. And we can give satisfaction to others. So that first, physical cleanness is very important nowadays. Otherwise, there are many diseases. Why diseases are coming? There is no physical cleanness. You see, in golden age also, the body is not made of golden gold. It is also made of five elements. But cleanness is there. Just like where mosquitoes will grow, where there is a dirtiness. In our home, in our surrounding where we stay, if it is not clean, so we feel, you see, whenever you enter that place or home, you never feel freshness. If neat cleanness is there, when you enter that place, we feel very pleasant. So physical cleanness is also very important. First, body, food, clothes, where we stay, environment, that is room, your home. Then around, surrounding you. And whatever food we take, food must be very neat, clean. It is said, fresh food, liquid food. If we take solid food, what we will get? Whatever we eat, there will be a blood. We will get only the juice. This body is used only with blood. Solid things are waste. So before eating, I have to think, if I am eating this, what I will get? So liquid, fresh food. Not prepared and kept in fridge after 2-3 days we eat. It is not fresh. What it will give me? So before eating, I have to think what will happen. So if I am unable to digest that food, there will be germs will be created. And it will disturb me, I the soul. If outside physically, where there is not cleanness, the mosquitoes will grow and whom they will disturb? The physical body. So inside we say nowadays cancer. Cancer is what? Whatever we eat, excess food, bodies, internal it is not clean. So where germs will create and it will disturb whom? The who is staying in this body, the soul. Then naturally, why these vices came? From where they came? Same body in golden age also, same body will be there. So what is the difference? First difference is cleanness. So Baba is teaching now also, keep your body very clean, it is very valuable. Do not say just, do not ignore. It is old body, I have to leave it. No. With this body only you have to earn whatever you want in the whole cycle. Maintain it, preserve it, give attention, keep it clean. There should not be any type of disease. So how much we take attention, the physical cleanness is purity. Second, who is staying in this body, who is using this body? I, the soul. The spiritual purity is what? Many times Baba has explained, stay in your family life, do all type of activities, and thought is root cause for everything. For the, all the disease, all the sorrow, all the happiness, for everything, what is responsible? Thought. So in this spiritual university, meditation is also what? Nothing. Anybody is coming in front of you, known, unknown, your friend, your enemy. Somebody may cooperate you, somebody may not. Even though, who is staying in this body, the soul? Who is he? He is Son of Almighty. He is my brother. We are all children of one, that Father. If this understanding is there, then what will happen? Always we will cooperate. Because he belongs to me. Then only we cooperate. So what type of cooperation? So meditation is what? Think positive. So whenever you see any soul, suddenly positive thought will come. Oh, Shubh Baba, he is your child. Give him peace of love. Give him peace of happiness. He is your child. Always. Because positive attitude, awareness is there. Who is I am and who is in front of me. Even though he may be handicapped, he may be poor, he may be rich, he may be my enemy, he has disturbed me a lot. Till, who is there? Because we cannot change others. Now there is a heavy cold, we cannot stop it. Only we can protect ourselves. All are having different individual role. They have to play. What is my role? I cannot change others. Only I can protect myself. So how to protect? Suppose somebody is doing something wrong. What we can do? What is my role? He is doing his role. So one who is fully aware of that spiritual knowledge, he will use it. Otherwise we know many things. We read, we listen many things. Listening, reading is not everything. After reading, after listening, what I understand. Because understanding power is different. That's why only in this university, a unique definition is given. You know, what is concentration? Anybody knows? What is concentration? Now you are all looking me, listening me. Till sometimes we say, please give attention. What is attention? You are looking, you are listening. So what is lacking?
Focus.
So you are not focusing here and there, no? What you have to focus? Your eyes are on me. You are listening me. You are not looking here and there. So you are fully focused. So what is lacking? So I am telling, please give attention. What is that?
Mentally.
So mind is there, soul is there. I know you are living. You are living. So mind is also there. So you are looking, not you are looking there. You are not moving here and there. So you are looking. I think that you are having full attention on me. Till we use this word, please give attention. What is that lacking? What is attention? Thoughtfulness. Yes, you are not looking here and there. No, your eyes are here, focused on me. You are listening. Till what is missing here? And this is what the whole world education has not taught to us. That's why the Supreme Father, who is ocean of knowledge, she came to teach us. Which is lacking. Yes, sister, what you are telling? Fully? You are present here. The thing is, you are not somewhere else. Full means something, you are means you say 80% you are here, 20% you are somewhere else. No, you are fully present here. Huh? What is that? Till you do not know. Yes, sister? What is lacking? What is that concentration? We say, please give, concentrate in your study. Give attention.
100%.
So what is 10% less? What is losing? So you are 10% using somewhere else. Now 100% you are sitting here. 100% your eyes are looking me. Your mind is connected to me. You are listening. Till we use, please give attention. What is that missing? And that is, in this spiritual university taught, atom contains electron, proton, neutron. It is physical energy. Spiritual energy, that is soul, is also having three powers. Mind is creating thoughts. After that, there is one more power called intellect. Understanding power, what you create thought. Thoughts are coming that you understand, this thought is good or bad. If we are mad, many bad thoughts are coming. He do not know. He cannot discriminate. We realize, yes, this thought is not good for my mind, for me, my personality. Who is telling? That is intelligence, intellect. After that, after understanding, if you are doing any action with this instrument, with this body, each second, each action is recorded. And for each action there is a reaction. And there is no excuse of ignorance of law of action. It is universal law. For each action there is a reaction. So this knowledge, it is a spirit, this is lacking in the whole world. Eat, drink and enjoy. Who has sin tomorrow? Who knows? Do whatever you want now. But one universal truth is there. And this is the difference between human being and animal. Human being, he is called, he is having one superior power. That is intellect, understanding power. He is having understanding. If I am doing this, what will happen tomorrow? Whatever I am doing, it is recorded. And I have to reap the fruit of it. And there is no excuse for that. Oh, I do not know. Yes? So we cannot say, I do not know. It is recorded. And what is the proof? That's why we say, dreams are telling what you are. Then second, thoughts are telling what you are. What is your personality? That's what today Baba said. See yourself. What I will become tomorrow? What will be the, my position in future tomorrow? Because you know what you are. I know myself. Is it? Now I feel that you are looking me, you are listening me, same time. Oh, I have to do some work. I have to phone somebody. Who is telling this? I think that you are looking me. You are 100% here. Physically you are here, mentally you are here. But your heart, intellect is not here. It is connected somewhere else. So even though you are listening, what you are listening, I do not know. I have not understood. Is it? So the word is used, please give attention. Attention, mind is here, listening is there. Listening is not everything. Understanding power, where mind and intellect work together at a time on one thought, that is concentration. In the whole world it is said, you are listening to me. It is concentration. Use your mind, focus your mind. Is concentration. It is incomplete. We listen, we read many things. Till we do not know, there is no change. So after reading, after listening, yes, I have understood. I convince. Then I will change my old behavior, attitude, action. Yes, I have to change this. So I will apply it. So I will see change in my behavior and attitude and action. So application of knowledge. Listening, reading is not knowledge. It's collecting just information. So in this university, the definition of concentration is what? That's why it is said it is unique. Who is teaching? In the whole world up to today, focus of mind is concentration. It is incomplete definition. One power is used. But there are two powers. Mind and intellect, where work together at a time on one thought. What you are reading, you are understanding same times. Both the power, understanding power is different. So both, that's what Baba said. You combine this first and then connect. If you want light, you have to two wires, negative, positive, you have to connect. So here also mind and intellect, you have to connect with the powerhouse. With that power, we can charge, we can clean, we can erase. Even tape recorder also, same system. Just you play a recorder, you will listen. But same time, what you are listening, it is there inside. So if you want to erase, what is the system? If suppose you do not like something, if you want to erase, delete, what you have to do? If you want to delete, what you have to do? Play and recording, there are two. Press at a time two buttons, play and recording. Yes? And at that time, if you are not making any sound, whatever is recorded, it will be deleted. If you are making some sound, it will be recorded. New recording will be there. So that Baba is telling many times, in this confluence age, what is important, we can change at same one time, in this confluence age, shooting and changing. These two things are going on at the same time. Shooting is also going on. And changing is also. So whatever in this confluence age, with the help of spiritual knowledge and power, understanding is there, no? Each action what you are doing, a new shooting is going on for 5,000 years. Understood? Now shooting is going on. Each action, what you have done yesterday, that you are not doing because knowledge is there. Understanding is there. Power is there. With these two things, if whatever you are doing now, the shooting is going on for 5,000 years. If you are not using knowledge and power, what will happen? Whatever you have done past, same thing you are playing now, same thing we are going to play future also. If you are applying this, so there is a margin to change. If you are applying now, yesterday you get angry, and today you come to know, yes, I should not. It is against Baba Srimad. I love Baba. I like him. I understand him. Whatever he is telling, I will accept. He said, child, you should not get angry. You are my child. You must follow me. Is it what Baba said today? So you understood. But the same scene is coming in front of you. So what will do? If you have properly understood, you will put a break. No, I should not under any cost. Situations will come, circumstances will come. So you will apply their break, knowledge and power. If you are not applying, as it is. Understood? Possible? Clear? This is the different. Just listening, reading is not everything. We collect plenty of information in the whole world. From the whole world. We read many things. Apply it in each second. Why you are studying? Why you came to spiritual the hospital? Why you are going? Not to just see the doctor. We go, we cannot tolerate the pain. We want change. We want to get cure. A physician, he is curing the physical disease. He is a spiritual doctor. Supreme doctor, he came and he said, I am the purifier. I am not purifying any physical. Purifying the soul. So he is giving knowledge and power. Knowledge, try to understand what I have done past. I do not want to do it today. And I do not want to carry forward for future. This knowledge, understanding power is giving. You have understood? Yes, I do not want to get angry. It is not my quality. I have done it past. So what you will do today? Apply brick, apply power. So by meditation, we charge power. Why? Somewhere we have to withdraw, tolerate. Somewhere we have to adjust. Somewhere we have to face. This is why the power is important. Otherwise, knowledge is sufficient. Why you have to do meditation? Why you require power? Knowledge, you know. Driving, you know. Brake, why there is a brake? Driving, along with that, brake is so necessary. Unavoidable circumstances. Under any situation, I require control on me. So brake is also necessary, powerful brake. Driving itself is not everything. I can drive very well, very excellent. But if brake is not there, so here also I know many things. Knowledge, I know. I read. I have collected plenty information. But different situations are coming. My nearest and dearest is doing something wrong. And my very close relative is doing something. My mother, my sister, my brother, my close friend is doing something wrong. Some outsider, unknown person is doing something wrong. Seniors are doing something wrong. Juniors are doing something wrong. Then what I have to do? Somewhere I have to accept it, even though it is wrong. Because they are my seniors. I know it is not my role to accept that power is necessary. To tolerate. Somewhere, my own friend, equivalent, I have to adjust. To power is necessary. Otherwise we say, I cannot adjust, I cannot tolerate. What will happen? What is the use of that knowledge? So, that's why Baba said, yesterday also, since 3 days, today also, 3 days he is telling. What? Waste thinking, waste time. It is also an impurity. Unnecessary certain things I am talking, wasting my time. Because time is valuable. Unnecessary things I am listening, reading. There is no benefit. Because my time for the whole cycle, the time of this confluence age is very valuable. Tomorrow we cannot. Because now I am not alone, that what Baba said today. Who is along with me? Today. Who is along with me? Who is that? Who is he? What he is having? Bap, Dada, not only father. Bap and Dada. With 1,000 arms. He is along with me, not I am alone. Never feel I am alone. He is always giving company. If you want, he is always giving attention. He is always keeping eye. That is canopy over me. He is my companion. He is my friend. Not ordinary. Only in this confluence age. With this awareness, if I am doing, my each second is valuable. I use for me, for him, and for the whole world also. With this, my each thought, each action is pure. On that basis only, Baba is telling that there will be a paradise on this earth. He never bring it from Paramdham. By our own thought, by our own action. Is it right? Or Baba will do it. He will bring paradise on this earth. He will come? He said, no, I won't come. It is for you. With your own body, you will use. With your own mind, you will use. With your own wealth, you will use. For whom? For myself. Why? Iron age is giving sorrow. Why? There is no balance in health, wealth and happiness. Imbalance. Somebody is having a very beautiful body. But always sick. Somebody is having plenty of wealth, but nobody is there to eat. That's the imbalance. So what is Iron Age? Where there is imbalance in these three powers, health, wealth and happiness. What is Golden Age? Where there is a balance, healthy body, healthy mind and wealth. And happiness is there. Balance is there. Who is making this? Who is making? By our own actions. We bring paradise on this earth. For that, He is teaching. Not He is showing any miracle. He is teaching, child, you have to do with your own action. Your each thought. So here, in this spiritual university, what is meditation? Very simple. What is that? Whenever, from morning tuning, each second, whenever you see in front of you, any human being is coming, known, unknown, friend, enemy, you should not leave him with empty hands. You have to give him something. What you will give? No, I do not have anything. My hands are empty, pockets is empty, but I am son of that Almighty. I can use my hand, I can put my hand in my father's pocket. He said, use me. Keep my company. I came to help you, to guide you. Take help from me. And how much you are taking? So much. You will get higher status. Use me. I came. So first step of meditation is, any time or each second, whenever you see any soul, today Baba said, see in the middle of forehead. Attention it is. When we listen, if I know, I will prepare. I read it, I know it, I listened it, till I am not understood, so I am not prepared. Who is applying? I have to, mad person cannot apply this. So we call him mad, dull intellect, sharp intellect, very intelligent. Once you tell him, he will remember everything. Dull intellect. Tell him 10 times. Till he never do it. So we are children of. So once early in the morning he is coming and teaching. He is not giving blessing as it is. Child, you do it this. And he is giving one guarantee. What? If you just put a seed of one grain in this ground, what will happen? What this ground will give you? One grain. If you put in this ground, what this ground will do? Yes. Not only plant. It will give 100 times more seeds. If you put one seed. Yes. If you do not put any seed, you will get it? No. If you put seed of grain, seed of wheat, what you will get? You will get rice or something? No. What you sow, so shall you reap. What you sow, what you do, the same thing you will get. It is a universal law. So Baba said today in the Murli, see, observe yourself. With my effort, what I am doing today, with my behavior, with my thought, my action, see yourself. Okay, he is doing something wrong. His aim is different. We cannot change others. What is my aim? With what aim I came here? So Baba said, see yourself. With what aim I came in this university? With the same aim I am following, or I am somewhere attracted. I am following somebody, because there are many attractions. Because it is education. Right? Yes.
we should tolerate, we should adjust some days. After 10 days, after 100 days, after 1 year,
whole life.
It will burst.
Yes, because why it burst? You are accumulating. You are accepting the negativity. You are not ignoring. If you are having power, you never accept others' behavior because you know it is his behavior. It is his role. He will say, he never cooperate. Okay, it is his role. I have to follow him or I have to follow my father. It is his role. His behavior is what is his role. Anywhere. Yes. Till if you are having some power, that is called spiritual power. With power we can change. The second part it is. Now you may say, that how long I have to tolerate? One day, two day, three. How long I have to adjust? One day. Yes. Yeah, that's why I'm coming to practical. One day, two day, three day, 5 day, 10 days. But during that period, you are not as it is. You are also doing something. If you are practicing this, if you are understanding your role, if you are understanding his role and behavior, everything, you activate your power. You charge. You are studying. You are doing meditation each day. You are also growing. So with your spiritual power, you can change the attitude. Negative attitude person also, you can change. When? You must have more superior, more power than his power. Negative power is also more powerful. That Baba said today, Maya is also powerful. Almighty nowadays in this iron age. So if you are also charging yourself each day, so you are also powerful. For some times you have to battle with thought. If you are powerful, you can win because along with you, Almighty Father is there. So Baba said, keep my company. With 1,000 arms, I am along with you. Do not shake, I am alone. No, you are along with me. If you experience, if you feel, who is along with me? Yes, even though he is powerful, I have to change him. I do not want to punish him. I do not want to ignore him. I do not want to suppress him. I want to change because he is my brother. He is my father's child. This positive feeling is there, then only it is possible. Otherwise, already you are in, he is my enemy. This because you see the bundle of bones and flesh, the physical posture, the soul. No soul belongs to Ravan. All are Baba's children, came from Paramdham. This is the basic. With even though he is more powerful, his role is also more powerful. But I am not alone. I am son of Almighty. Along with me, who is he? So with this understanding, if you are facing, Baba said, today or tomorrow, it will take little time. Do not worry. You will get victory. Yes. Maybe. No. You feel that he is more powerful. You are more 100 times powerful than him. He is just chanting. He is not having connection with the Almighty. You are having connection with Almighty. We feel that he is powerful. He is doing tapas, that intense meditation. He is doing many things. But compared to you, ordinary person. Yes? So what meditation they are doing? Just chanting. No, for you it is already explained. Here meditation is, so your mind and intellect when you connect with the powerhouse. 1 hour you have connected. only one wire, you never get charge. You never get light. You said, since 2 hours I have connected, but only one power. So it is not charged. You won't get the light. Understood? So if you have connected two lines, now that technique Baba said here. Same thing is explained in Mahabharata also, in our Hindu philosophy also. Vishwamitra has done lot of tapasya till he cannot conquer anger. Doing tapasya itself is not everything. A systematic effort will bring a change. System is necessary. If you just keep a piece of paper in heavy sunshine, constantly sun rays are falling on that paper, will it burn into ash? Never. Same paper, same sun rays. If you hold a lens and your hand is not shaking, condition these are. Your hand is stable, rays are concentrated, focused in one point. Before that they will fluctuate. They will, what is called, they were scattered. So here you concentrate, within 1 minute you can burn it into ash. It is not a miracle. Is it? No. Yes. Because you are not a stone, your vibrations are more powerful than words. Now I am speaking, so you are listening, no? Understanding is there, no? Not you are not, I am gone speaking. No, you have understanding. So when you are sending the pure vibrations, not only vibration, powerful vibration. One is vibration, one is powerful vibration. When you connect with the powerhouse, Baba, he is your child. You are connected. You serve him, you give him. These vibrations are powerful. The whole world, saints, sannyasis, they are all giving vibrations, not powerful vibrations. There is a difference. Yes, that's why your system is there. How to serve mentally? What is good wishes? Mental service, mansa seva is what here? That's why it is explained already, I have explained you. I am not giving anything. Baba, Shubh Baba, he is your child. His role may be anything, but he is your child. You must take care of him. You are responsible for your child. His good behavior is bad behavior. I am not responsible. I am asking you, because you are my father. I am requesting you, please give him power of peace. Please take care of him. My father will listen to me or not? Because I am obedient. I am lovely. Why? I am following him. I am listening to him. I love him. What is love? Always I love God. What is love? Whatever he is telling, I accept. I follow. I listen to him. Love is this, no? The word love is what? Respect, regard for each word. If I am loving, liking him, I have understood him, who is he? And I am, whatever he is telling, I am following him. This is called love. A lovely child is requesting, the father will listen or just he will keep quiet. What? First I have to ask, I am his child. I have accepted him as my father. Second, I follow him. So he will accept me. That is called faith. If I am having this, yes, he will accept me. He never ignore me. I am having that faith, confidence. He is my father, I am his child. Yes, whenever you request, your vibrations are more powerful. But that is what Baba said today in the Murli. That ask yourself, whatever I am doing here, with that, what will be the my position? So I'm listening, I'm here. I'm a regular student of this. So ask where I have reached. What, how much I am doing. Otherwise, we do nowadays very little and we expect in return many things. And without doing, sometimes we expect more. And that's called tension. Without doing anything, expecting more. So Baba said here, purity is what? In my action, in my thought, in my words. With understanding, that's called mental cleanness. Any soul I know is always disturbing me, always hating me, always he never listen me. With that, I am losing many things. Till, if I am knowledgeful, I have understood this knowledge, I know who is he. He is not a layman. He is not an ordinary man. He is not a son of Ravan. Yes, he is my brother. He is son of my father. Is it? He is son of my father. He is more powerful than me. I cannot change him. I cannot convince him. That I have understood. But I am having that love, regard, faith on my father. That is what Baba said. Child, you are not alone. Keep my company. I am along with you. He said, I am having along with you. Use me. Again, always, Baba, hitch your child. Tell him, do not blame him. He is not responsible. He is not responsible. You are responsible. Because he is your child. You are caretaker. You are responsible for him. You said, I am the creator. So always you give attention on him, not him. Yes? And Baba said, it is my duty, I will do it. Then only, that's why Baba said, you are more powerful than those. Maybe anybody. Because you are having company with whom? We are looking very ordinary. A few people, Baba said, only. We want to change this universe. Nobody will understand. Nobody, they will laugh. Sometimes, oh, what you are telling? That's why it is said. Vibrations are more powerful. And not only vibrations. Our vibrations are powerful vibrations. You are not giving any power. Not my power. So I am having connection with Almighty. So it is called powerful vibrations. Serve the whole universe by powerful vibrations. Now for that you require techniques. One technique is explained. Yes, whenever you see, create this habit while going, coming. Whenever you see, suddenly, Baba is your child. Give him power of peace. Because thought, positive thought is purity. Pure thought. Maybe he is doing wrong. Okay, he is doing wrong. If I am thinking wrong, my mind is polluted. Get impure. Yes? My vision, my thoughts, my action will become impure. It is in my hand. So at least I can protect myself first. So Baba has given first meditation. Whenever you see any soul, each second 60 minutes are there. At least one drop of positive thoughts. Minimum. Whenever you see Baba, he is your child. You must take care of him. You must give him power of peace, power of love. Okay? Second, to charge yourself, sit here, be soul conscious. The whole world is telling, activate your consciousness and connect with the Supreme Consciousness. How? Very simple. Now you will do this. Now only within 2 minutes I will explain. Many times it explained. Just to sit. Bring your mind and intellect together. So Baba is saying, be soul conscious. How? Ask yourself. Activate yourself. Who am I? Yes, I am so and so. That you know it. What is my form? This is my form. That you know it. Apply knowledge. Third, what are my qualities? You know it. There are 7 qualities. One by one, activate them. What is my function? I am sitting in the middle of forehead. With this eye, I am looking. I am talking. I am driving this car. But I am now sitting here, so I do not want to drive this car. I am separate from this body. That is called detach yourself. Do not use it. Do not see here and there. So why I am sitting? To remember my Father. Who is He? He is Almighty. What He is having? He is ocean of pure. Baba, I want to become like you. I am your child. I came from your home. Tomorrow I want to come to your home. I want to become like you. You are always peaceful. You never get angry. I am your child. I never get angry. I do not want to get angry. Promise Him. You are always helping others. I will also help others. Talk to Him. If you are constantly talking, you are connected to Him. How long you connect, so much you are charging. The heavy sun is outside, but you are inside. You won't get the sun rays. What you have to do? You have to go take your body outside. This sun is removing the dust of this body. Start sweating. Just to sit there 5 minutes. So if you are a soul is sitting inside the body, home, bring out, activate and connect, talk to Him. So you are along with Him. How 1 minute, 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you are talking to Him. You are connected to powerhouse. So you are charging. Okay? This you must know, the system. If you are also having mobile, I am also having mobile, you can talk to me. No. So you require numbers. So if you want to talk to Him, these are the... Activate your consciousness to charge. If you are powerful, my intellect is clean. So whatever knowledge you are listening, you remember. Then if anything is coming in your mind, you will convince, child, you should not do like this way. Mind, you should not think like this way. You can convince, you can change. Is it? So power is necessary. Okay, convince. So here, what is purity? Physical cleanness. First. Second, mental cleanness. What is mental cleanness? This is meditation here. Any person he may be, whenever you see suddenly positive thoughts, what is positive thoughts? Shubhava, He is your child. Give Him power of peace. Give Him power of... He may be anything. Serve others constantly. Do not allow. Do not give chance to your mind. Looking to others' behavior, my mind should not get influence. Right? So, to make yourself powerful, charge. How to charge? Activate your consciousness and connect. Okay? Om Shanti.